featuring the latest songs from artists in Canada and from around the world.
Hosted by DJs from coast to coast to coast.
30 minutes of Canada's newest music downloaded exclusively from the Earshot's digital distribution system.
You're listening to
Earshot Daily.
Earshot Daily. Earshot Daily.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Once again, I don't really know what time it is where you're at, but I'm glad you've decided to tune in. This is the Earshot Daily. My name is Sam Doucette, and I'm coming to you from downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, on Treaty 1 territory. About as central as you can get, as far as longitudes here in Canada go, so I feel like I got a pretty good vantage point on what's going on either side of us here. You may have heard me hosting the Earshot Daily before. I've done a program focusing on Francophone material, as well as Winnipeg material found in the Earshot digital distribution system. And I'm here to score my hat trick. This time I'll be focusing on some of the new additions to the collection. So some of this stuff is pretty brand new. Some of it is not necessarily freshly released, but it has freshly been added to the system. So we'll have a bit of a mix of both. As you might expect, we'll be looking at an eclectic mix of sounds, including some fairly mellow stuff, and we're going to end things later on with some quite heavy stuff. So I'd like to kick things off here with a track from Creef. Creef from Montreal, Quebec. The song is called I Am the Pillar of Darkness in Your Life. Let's go.
Obsidian and wood for fire, but you'll never know the way, and you'll never be retired. Dripping from town to town, a jester escaping a mire. If you want peace and failure, you can beg for the real.
Pillar of Darkness in Your Life by Creef, recently released as a standalone single. Could it be a sign of a new album to come in the slightly distant future? Well, one can only hope, but if that song is anything to go by, I think the future is quite bright for Creef from Montreal. His most recent full-length album came out in June of 2019, so I don't want to seem impatient, but we might be due for a new full-length album. Once again, this is the Earshot Daily. My name is Sam, and I'm program director at CKUW 95.9 FM in beautiful Winnipeg, Manitoba. Coming up next, we've got a pair of tracks that don't have a ton to do with each other musically, but as a DJ, sometimes you see a pair of song titles and they just click. It's not especially a huge stretch to see where I'm going with this when you hear that the two songs we're going to be hearing now. The first one, by Paul Snyder, is entitled The Letter. And then we're going to hear one by The Adam Brown, entitled The Post. Can't really have one without the other, can ya? So we'll have an inspirational little roots rocker, followed by a fairly short garage rock banger. Hey, if that's not what community radio is all about, then I'm at a loss here. Paul Snyder, here we go.
Your failures, don't regret mistakes, just regret the chances that you didn't take. And I wrote this in a letter to my 20-year-old self. Forget some time, forget someday. Replace tomorrow with the word today. And I wrote this in a letter to my 20-year-old self. When life gets tough, well, it's alright. The brightest stars shine through the darkest nights. Don't fear your fears, don't be afraid, 'cause without challenge there's no change. And measure life in love, not years. And looking back, remember smiles, not tears. And I wrote this in a letter to my 20-year-old self. And I wrote this in a letter to my 20-year-old self. Embrace your future, don't blame your past. And live each day as though it were your last. And I wrote this in a letter to my 20-year-old self. The greener grass is never what it seems. And don't believe that dreams are only dreams. And I wrote this in a letter to my 20-year-old self. Then one day, don't be surprised if you see the world through a different set of eyes. If you could give yourself advice, then what's the letter that you would choose to write? And measure life, love not years. And looking back, remember smiles not tears. And I wrote this in a letter to my 20-year-old self. And I wrote this in a letter to my 20-year-old self. In a letter to my 20-year-old self. And I wrote this in a letter to my 20-year-old self. And I wrote this in a letter to my 20-year-old self. And I wrote this in a letter to my 20-year-old self.
Listen up, Canada.
Listen up, Canada.
This is your show on your station.
Canada's Earshot Daily.
I've got my folk in
We were back in Montreal for that one. That was not Adam Brown. That was the Adam Brown with the song The Post. And naturally preceding that one, we had a track from Vancouver-based Paul Snyder with his song The Letter. Shout out to all the fine community stations in Montreal and Vancouver. Really, there are too many to name for me to go into individual shoutouts here. But several of the 111, that's right, 111 community stations, part of the NCRA family, are in those two fine, fine cities. Shout out to you, listener, if you're tuned in on one of those stations. Now, you might be listening to this and thinking, my gosh, this music's pretty good. And you know what? I've got good music of my own. Well, this is exactly why we have this program, listener. If you are a musician, if you've got music that you want played, not only on your local station, but on stations across Canada, the Earshot Digital Distribution System exists to serve that purpose for you. I implore you to check out earshot-distro.ca for information on how you can get your music onto programs such as this one. It used to be you had to create a run of CDs and send them individually to every station in the country. No longer. No longer, listener. Once again, earshot-distro.ca will get you the information you need, and you can get yourself 50% off your first 10 uploads by using the code EARSHOTDAILY. No spaces or caps in that one. It's a system that benefits everyone. It benefits artists by making it easier for them to spread their music. It benefits stations because it gives us new, awesome Canadian content to broadcast. And really, at the end of the day, it's all about the listener. It gives you the chance to hear stuff that you wouldn't be hearing otherwise. It's a mantra you've heard many times on community radio, but by God, we're sticking to it. Now back to the music. I've got a pair of tracks here for you. First of all, Morgan Zwicker, who is a drummer by trade, but has put together an EP of very, very well-rounded indie rock songs. Walking Alone is the name of this track. It'll be followed by Hermites from Calgary.
Are you walking alone in this Canadian cold? Let me show you home. Oh, put your hands in my coat. I'll hold them close, closer to home. Puddles while you tell me about your favorite photos. Cold fingers wrapped around yours, intertwined like a rope. I won't leave you alone. Till next time. Is this the time? Is this the place? You turn away and say to my face, now is the time, let's drift away, you and I, a warmer place.
The future of music is here.
Earshot Daily.
Hermitess there from Calgary, Alberta, with her song Followers from her new three-song EP Tower. That's a solo project. You wouldn't know it from hearing it because, my gosh, what a very layered track that was, replete with some very, very cool string sections. Before that, you heard Morgan Zwicker from one of my favorite parts of the country, Nova Scotia, Lunenburg specifically. That was the song Walking Alone, the opening track from his EP Songs for No One to You. I swear to gosh, listener, these half-hour shows, don't know how people do it. It's so short, I feel like I'm barely getting into my rhythm, and yet, it's time for me to say goodbye. Not before I thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in. And of course, I've also got to thank the very hard-working crew at the NCRA for continuing to put in the work to make the Earshot Digital Distribution System, as well as the Earshot Daily, what it is. So to close things out musically here, those of you that know me personally know that if I'm offered either something heavy or something not heavy, more often than not, I'm going to go with option A. So I was delighted to see that in the Earshot collection, there are a couple tracks from the new Empress album dropping in September of 2020. So we're going to close things out with a very, very groovy doom metal track here from this Vancouver three-piece. It's been a slice. Thanks so much for having me. Take care now.
You've been listening to the Earshot Daily,
heard across the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
For more information, visit earshot-distro.ca and support community radio at ncra.ca.
Until tomorrow, or Monday if it's Friday.